Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I am your host. All right. These short and quick ones seem to be getting some good feedback. The customer service one, I had a few people reach out to me and really liked that one. And then part one of the Detailing Dilemma, Independent Studios in a Corporate World. Basically, you know, what would happen if a corporate big mega type chain came and started buying up detail shops. I actually got some pretty good feedback from that. Let's see, Jerry Grant. What's up, Jerry? He actually said that, you know, he used to, if you guys remember his episode, he used to do plumbing before doing the detailing. And he said that he kind of experienced that in the plumbing, space, where they had a small mom and pop shop and kind of got, you know, bought up by a bigger company. And some of the things that we talked about in episode one, definitely, you know, he could relate to. So before I before I dive into part two, I just want to let you guys know this is going to be the last episode until, I don't know, probably Monday or Tuesday next week. We will be at Cheer Worlds all weekend, so I do not have a Q&A set up to come out on Sunday. So just go back and re-listen to some of your faves, please. They probably need the listens anyways. But let's go ahead and jump into our newest ad sponsor, Flex/Detailed Image, and we'll be right back with part two of the Independent Studios in a Corporate World. Struggling with tight spaces when detailing your car? Introducing the Flex PXE80, the ultimate precision tool for detailers. And with the FS140 extension tool, reach those unreachable areas with ease. Say goodbye to frustration and hello to flawless results. Upgrade your detailing game today and get 10% off Flex tools at Detailed Image. Visit detailedimage.com and use the code DSP15 for 15% off your order, not applicable with Flex tools. All right, so part two. So if you guys haven't caught up on part one, just a quick little recap. Part one was kind of exploring reasons why the acquisitions and the potential implications for both the industry and the consumer. So how it helps maybe some smaller shops be able to increase their shop space or add to it with tools and lighting and maybe some software, some advertising, some marketing, but also where it kind of falls off with, you know, not that true customer service that maybe you have, you know, as a small mom and pop, because then it becomes more of a, you know, turn and burn kind of deal. So in part two, we'll examine the impact of corporate acquisitions on employees, customers, and the industry as a whole. So for technicians, you know, working in an independent studio, often they have the, you know, the sense of pride in their craft. I mean, we all kind of do, right? I mean, there's a lot of times, let's face it, that, you know, because we are so OCD or detailed, you know, we sometimes do a little bit more than maybe we should, or more than the customer's paying for, because it's just, you know, it's in our nature, right? It's our ego. It's our sense of pride, you know, to do those things. But under a corporate ownership, you might just feel like a cog in a wheel, and you're not going to be able to put in that time and effort, because, you know, from my experiences with car washes, working in detail shops and car washes, you know, you do have kind of a time limit on what you can do and, you know, get it done in a timely manner for detailing, kind of no matter what it is, if it's a wash and wax, if it's an interior, if it's a, you know, polish job, whatever. So sometimes you don't have that time to maybe spend a little bit extra on a panel to try and work it better, or, you know, just, you know, to give it a better look. And for that, you have, you know, creativity loss. You
you know, like I said, you're just a cog in a wheel. It's just wash, rinse, repeat. You know, you don't have that room to kind of, you know, shoot, you know, I want to try this new product out and let me give it a whirl and whatever. You know, for the customers, maybe their favorite detail studio being acquired by a big chain or conglomerate, can be, you know, mixed feelings. While there's benefits such as maybe a streamlined booking process and expanded service offerings, again, I think that kind of would go back to, you know, upgrades into the business, you know, by being able to offer that independent owner the tools that they need to maybe do more, right? But then there's also the risk of losing that personal touch, you know, and the familiar faces, because let's face it, you know, corporate, you know, you're guaranteed, you're not guaranteed, I should say, to keep your job. So sometimes there's a lot of turnover. And that was one of the things that I heard a lot from the clients that I have now that came to me after the car wash was sold, was, you know, that the people that they knew, the employees, the management, weren't there anymore. It was just a constant rotation. They were like, every time I go there, it's new faces, you know, nobody ever knows how I like this done and that done, you know, and I'm always having to explain it to them. And, you know, so they get frustrated with it. And, you know, so what can we do as consumers, you know, supporting the independent detail studios will help preserve their unique character and craftsmanship. So, you know, I know a lot of detailers will listen to this. We don't get a lot of clientele or consumers, but, you know, if you guys are, you know, talking to your consumers or your clients, you know, make sure that they feel appreciated, you know, that they're not just a cog in your wheel, right? You're not just wash, rinsing, and peeing with them. And at the same time, we need to encourage the corporate conglomerates to prioritize customer satisfaction and employee well-beings in their acquisitions. So again, I mean, I don't really know too much about how we would do that, because I don't see this as something that's going to happen tomorrow or next week or next year, right? But it could. I mean, you never know. I mean, when people start looking at things that are making money, and let's face it, you know, the professional auto detailing market is pretty small, you know, compared to maybe like the DIY detailing market. And, you know, that's why the brands like Masterson's and Chemical Guys and, you know, Blue Coral and Mike McGuire's and all that stuff are just, you know, blowing it out of the water. But, you know, us, the smaller guys, you know, the smaller gals too, once they start seeing that maybe there's a value there, there could be that, you know, starting to reach out into buying up the professional detail studios and buying them up and turning them into a corporate kind of deal. So, and then as, you know, for the automotive detailing industry, you know, as it evolves, the one thing that remains clear is whether you're independent or corporate owned, the passion for preserving the beauty of automobiles is always going to drive us forward. So no matter who is the one running the business, there's still going to be that need to create new products, evolve the processes, move it all forward, because as long as they're making cars, let's face it, they're going to need to be shiny. They're going to need gloss. They're going to need protection. You know, interiors are going to need to be cleaned, going to need to be treated, kids and throw up and, you know, milk spills and vodka spills and whatever, you know, is all going to need to be cleaned and conditioned and treated and all that fun stuff. So, there's always going to be that, you know, need to preserve that stuff and clean it and take care of it. So that's it. That finishes the two part, you know, the detailing dilemma, independent studios in a corporate world. I hope you guys like this one, as a whole. Like I said, I got some pretty good feedback on one, so maybe with two. And again, if there's anybody that's really interested in talking about this, maybe has some insight, has, you know, some thoughts or something like that, I'd gladly love to sit down and do this as a full hour long, you know, episode. But seeing as how I couldn't find anybody to do that, we get to like 10 minute deals. So that's it. Please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you're listening to the podcast. Please, if you want some of the Red Delight wax, hit me up. I've still got tons of it to sell. I need to get rid of it. I'm starting to curse Noxy out for tricking me into doing this. He made it out like it was such a great idea. And now, not so much, I think. Make sure you go support our ad sponsors. They will take care of you if you take care of them, and then they'll take care of me. And then it's all rounded about hashtag money, money, funny. You guys all know that stuff. So have a great day, night, week, whatever you're listening to this. I'll see you next time. Take care.